Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers, with us. Tom, I'm not going to lie to you. I would have liked a power play there to start the third period, but I thought you guys played a pretty good third period. That certainly that goal by Patrick certainly made everybody in green and white breathe a whole lot easier, didn't it?
No, it did. And yeah, I didn't want that to come back and bite us in the butt, you know what I'm saying? And just like you were thinking the same thing, and it's a clutch goal.
In the 5-on-3, they packed it in. You guys, for lack of a better term, didn't look to have a whole lot of urgency. I know you did. There just wasn't much to shoot at, was there?
No, we tried to roll and just do a little scissors play, and they actually did a good job. I thought we were a little slow on our execution. Whatever. You know, it's just easier said than done. But, yeah, I mean, obviously, again, we needed to get it done in that particular play just to give us a little bit of peace of mind. And all we needed was one goal in that whole five-minute sequence. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you get it on the 5-on-3 or the 5-on-4, but you almost got to get one. And you know what? Thank our lucky stars that we had the lead, you know, at two after that.
Kirkland Irie gets that shorthanded goal midway through the second period. Heck of a play by Jutz getting that thing to him. You get a 2-on-1 shorthanded, you're a little greedy, aren't you? You're like, we got to score on this?
That's a play. That's a play too. That's a play. That's a set play. It was an automatic pad pass, because when you're coming in the dot lane or outside the dot lane and you got support with you, it's an automatic pad pass. So that was a Jutz good shot on that, and you know, and that's just like a tape to tape pass is what I'm getting at. We work on that hard, and it's a big play in hockey.
They get the power play to start, and they score. Their power play is pretty good. We'll take a deeper dive into this tomorrow in the pregame, but the coming into the game, they already had 60 power play opportunities this year. That's a lot of chances, and they've scored a bunch of goals on it. You get down early. What's going through your mind there? Down 1-0 here on the power play.
No, I don't know. It's only 1-0, so I'm not too – we've got a lot of hockey left, and that's how you got to look at it.
Matias made saves when he had to. You limited them to 3 shots, though, in the third period. If you're able to close out a game defensively, only giving up 3 shots, you better win that thing, right?
Well, again, not to try to make excuses for them, but they were shorthanded a lot of the third period as well. And then combine that with us having pretty good puck management, all we were trying to do is just not let those guys get any puck possession in the zone. So,
see you tomorrow night, Tom.
All right, thank you.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. Beavers win this one by the final score of 4-2.